Chapter 17. His face appeared to be floating in air. Terrified, I could only stare into his hollow and unseeing eyes, for so they seemed in the flickering light.
"Is that you, Charlotte?" came a voice,
his voice. "What are you?" I managed to ask. The head drew closer.
"Don't you know me?"
the voice said. I stammered, "Are you real?"
"Charlotte, don't you see me?"
came the voice, more insistent than before. Now the light, it was a small candle, was held up, and I could see more of him. The very image of Zachariah, but sadly altered, too. In life he had never appeared strong or large. In death he'd become shriveled, gray-bearded. "What do you want?" I demanded, shrinking back into the furthest corner of the brig.
"To help you?"
the voice said. "But you died," I whispered. "I saw your funeral. They wrapped you in your hammock and dropped you into the sea." A soft laugh. His laugh.
"Close to death, surely, Charlotte, but not altogether dead. Come, touch me. See for yourself."
Cautiously, I moved forward, reached out, and touched his hand. Real flesh and warmth. "And the hammock?" I wondered in astonishment. He laughed again.
"A full hammock, to be sure, but empty of me. It's an old sailor's trick. No doubt if I'd remained in Jaggery's hands, I would have died."
"Have you been in the hold all along?"
"Ever since."
I could only stare.
"Keach brings me food and water every day," he continued. "The food's not as good as I would have prepared, but enough to keep me alive. And look here, Charlotte. If poor Cranach could hide, why not Zachariah? It was Keach's notion."
"Why wasn't I told?"
"It was decided not to tell you."
"Why?"
"You forget, Charlotte. You informed upon us."
"That was then, Zachariah," I said, my face burning.
"True enough. And I have been told about you, young soul of justice. There's much to be admired. I salute you."
"I wanted to fill your place." He smiled.
"Didn't I once say how much we were alike? A prophecy. But you're not regretting I'm alive, are you?"
"No, of course not. But if I hadn't caught sight of you during the storm, would I ever have seen you?"
"I cannot say."
"The captain might have discovered you then. Why did you come up?"
"What would be the point of staying here and perishing when I could have been of help?"
"You saved me from falling."
"One shipmate helps another."